Hello and welcome back to the Visible Entrepreneur Podcast. It has been a little bit of time and I do apologize for that. So much has changed in the past couple months and I'm really excited to give you an update on it, to let you know what's been going on in my world and to let you know how you can focus your intentions for 2023 to not only boost your visibility and publicity, but also your knowledge of color and how it can improve your life. So first things first, if you are new to this podcast, welcome. I have been hosting this for many a year now, and I'm really grateful that you're here. There's so many distractions in this world. There's so many different things going on that the fact that you take time out of your day to listen to me drone on and on is so appreciated. And just know how much you are valued as one of my listeners. If you've been here and have been around the block with me in the past, it's so good to see you again. Thank you for being patient with me. This past year has taken a lot of patience. As you've seen, there's been some pivoting, and I will talk about that. But the very first thing I want to talk about is Pantone has announced their color of the year for 2023, named Viva Magenta. This is really exciting because even though some people maybe don't necessarily get super excited about Pantone or even know what it is, it's something that I've grown to really respect and I think gives such an accurate post and perspective on world events and culture and where people are on a energetic level that it can be really applicable, not only for us personally, which we'll cover, but also for our businesses, which is huge and incredibly key. So if you have no clue what Pantone is, you're not alone. It's okay. I'm going to explain it to you. Pantone is actually a company that helped us really bring the concept of colors into a tangible, physical, predictable reality. They started with more of the industrial print solution. So pretty much when you go to pick up a toy at a toy store, or a snowboard, or colored sheets of paper. All of that is done in what's called CMYK. That is a color model that is based on print. And what's really hard, well, at least it used to be, was getting a color to look the same no matter where it was printed. And so Pantone became the industry leader because they made the different models into predictable formulas. It really helped so many industries that were printing on fabrics and textiles to have that predictable color turn out. And so they have been around for a long, long time. They work with thousands, tens of thousands of companies all around the world. And if you head on over to their Instagram, you're going to actually see collaborative posts they do with all kinds of companies. And so what's fun is when they decide on the color of the year, in this case, Viva Magenta, they actually then start releasing companies they've partnered with in these new colors. For example, Samsung, they just released their Viva Magenta phone. A snowboard company I've seen, different paint companies. So it's really fun to see how they're able to invent these new tones, and people all across the world are able to partner with them and release products in that same tone to celebrate that announcement. So now that you understand who Pantone is, and I definitely recommend following them just because it can be very interesting, and they do have a board of very educated color analysts and quite a few color psychology specialists like myself. It would be actually a big dream of mine to be able to go to Pantone headquarters and even be on staff, just because I really love how they look at the world. All right, so now let's talk about Viva Magenta. What is it? What on earth does it have to do with you? And how can this maybe be applicable to your life and business? So Viva Magenta, if you don't know much about magenta, magenta is actually a combination of purple and red, and it is a color that our mind invents. Yes, we invent magenta, much like we invent certain shades of pink as well. So magenta is interesting because our brains create the color by combining the lowest frequency, like, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. The longest light wave frequency color, which is red, with the shortest wavelength frequency color, which is violet. So it's really interesting that by putting these two frequencies together, our mind creates the color magenta, which is that purplish, kind of neon pinkish color that we see. We can go a little bit more into that later, but what you need to know about Viva Magenta, which is Pantone's created color, is that it is very red based. And this is important. There are different shades of magenta that you can choose, of course, and a lot of people tend to be more attracted to more of that hot pink kind of side of magenta. So the fact that Pantone chose a red-based magenta, and if you go to their website, hang on, let me take a sip of water. Hope you could hear that in all of its disgusting glory. Okay, if you're going to go to their website, they're going to say that it is a revolutionary color for a revolutionary time, that it is kind of going into the future of AI, which is also interesting in itself. But they're really looking at it as like an incendiary color to really reflect what's going to be happening in the next year. Now, if you were to ask me 3 months ago what I thought their announcement for a color would have been, it absolutely hands down would have been magenta. And you might say, well, why? That doesn't make any sense. Well, and we'll talk about this a little bit just because I did recently release my newest book, Color Secrets. I dive deep into magenta because I do believe that although it is not in the visible light spectrum, neither is pink, that they are key communication colors that are absolutely pivotal to our language, to our communication, and to our expression. So let's dive into the history of magenta. How did it come about? How was it named? What does it mean in terms of culture and history and behavior? Magenta was named after the Battle of Magenta. And that was the Second Italian War of Independence, in which the French won. So during this time was when there was a huge push for the synthetic creation, pretty much being able to do it in a way that did not, you know, depend on a beetle or a flower, trying to be able to create it chemically. And so all of these different chemists were competing in a way to create this color. And it finally was able to be created. And it was named Fuchsia, after the fuchsia flower, which is a magenta colored flower, which makes sense. But after the victory in the war, that is when the color by the inventor was renamed to magenta, because the key battle that was able to name them victors was called the Battle of Magenta. It was named that because the field in which the war was fought was so bloody that it stained pretty much the entire hillside this kind of vibrant red, purple, pinkish color. So I know that's a bit morbid, but it's important for you to understand that history, because we originally had a color that was named off of a beautiful flower that was then renamed in tribute to a major and pretty violent battle. So flash forward to the next time that magenta really made its role in history, which was a series of protest concerts called Rock Against Reagan. This is the first time that this color had been used in a political movement. The t-shirts that people wore were this magenta color, and you can look that up if you want. I think they have it on display at the Smithsonian, actually. So interesting that all of a sudden magenta became a little bit more associated with politics. You see this with the color pink, you know, in the women's suffrage movement and things like that, but specifically magenta, you haven't really seen come onto the scene. So knowing that, let's then fast forward and let's look at the last year. The biggest things that you've seen politically with magenta have been the huge disruption in the rules of abortion across the nation, the key color that most of the political figureheads that supported abortion was magenta. Now, it doesn't really matter what side of the quote-unquote line you stand on. I really couldn't care less. But it's important to understand how this color has been tied to these certain movements. Because if you think about it, let's look at T-Mobile, for example. They're a great great example of the use of magenta in business, because it hadn't been done too much beforehand in specific companies, and even the ones that had weren't entirely committed to using it very, very specifically in their advertising like T-Mobile has. I can speak with confidence about T-Mobile because I've actually had many people that used to or do work for the company come into my courses and classes, and they say that my assessment is spot on from brand concept, marketing, and advertising meetings that they have attended. T-Mobile skyrocketed in its success and is one of the fastest growing mobile companies in the world. And it's because I think a huge part of their slogan is, you know, are you different? Do you not fit in? Come over to us. We are the uncarrier, right? You can go against the grain. We are starting a revolution. Like, there's such a good example of understanding how the color magenta can be used to align people to a movement. And that's what's important to understand about magenta. Magenta is a bold color. It doesn't do as much in terms of the physical response to the body as red does, right? Red raises the blood pressure, increases the pupil dilation, ups the heart rate, increases fight or flight response, can cause perspiration. It is a full-on physically activating color. And yes, it can sometimes correspond to anger or lust or whatever. Magenta, however, and I think this is because of how the purple comes into the color, is much more energetically based. It doesn't really create the same response in the body. The only person who's really studied the specific shade magenta and how it affects the body is Charles Klotz from Color Medicine. He says it actually balances blood pressure and heart rate. Doesn't increase it, doesn't decrease it, but balances it, which I find to be very interesting, because so much of magenta, and especially how we can use it in our daily lives, is to help us take action and to increase our boldness in life. It's not just going to make you act in order to act. It's going to have you act on things that you really have been thinking on or wanting, or that can move you forward in your life. So instead of picturing it as, like with red, just running on a treadmill, with magenta, it would be running towards a goal, right? So it kind of brings that satisfaction and that fulfillment that red itself cannot. That's what I find really interesting about magenta. And one of my dear friends, Kate Brown, they have founded the 4-4 Consent Movement, which is about ending violence in nightlife, specifically in the music industry. And when they rebranded to magenta from pink, huge change, right? And that's what's so exciting to see, is that we can use this color. It has to be in authenticity, of course, but if this is a foundational, pivotal concept of our work, this can be a great supportive color, because that's the goal. We want to use colors to enhance our communication, whether it's in our day-to-day life or in our businesses. And that's the pivotal concept that I want to be seen, especially in my recent book, Color Secrets. You know, the subtitle is Learning the One Universal Language We Were Never Taught. And I say that because we were not taught this language, but it is a language, whether we want it to be or not. That's what's so fascinating about color. And it participates in our life. If you want the scientific explanation of that, I highly encourage you to research the double slit experiment by Thomas Young, because he proved that light, which, you know, contains the visible light spectrum, can react as both a particle and a wave, depending on whether or not a human being is watching it. That's what he proved. That's what's so interesting. You could go into any physics class or go to any physicist and say, explain the double slit experiment. They'd be like, yeah, it acted as both. What the heck, right? It's one of the mysteries of our universe. And I think that it is incredibly fascinating, because it proves that light, aka color, has a living, breathing relationship with humans. I can't prove that it's the same with animals, but I can tell you with humans, light changes its very structure and its very properties depending on our presence. And if you think I'm crazy, which is fine, you know, I'm sure people do. Taking that a step further, what do you do about a color that we technically invent? You could say, all right, well, if the brain has that kind of response, then we just create the color and that's it. Well, not really, because people have proven that the body responds to it. Are you understanding me here? We have the 7 colors in the visible light spectrum, right? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. I may have missed one, but you see what I'm saying. Those are our limitations in the visible light spectrum. But those aren't our limitations, because the brain invents pink and it invents magenta. So if we invent these colors and then we can prove scientifically that we have a response to these colors, it's either one of two things. We're responding to what we've created, or what we've created, aka magenta, in a way talks back because it then creates a physical response in our bodies. Now, maybe one day I'm going to have an incredible laboratory like they do in the United Kingdom, and I'll be able to put all of these lights on display and do all kinds of experiments myself. I would love to do that, right? But for now, what I can tell you is that magenta is a color that we invent that helps us in a strategic way moving forward in our lives. What's interesting is that in January, we have the newest edition of Color Cure magazine coming out. And if you're not subscribed, I highly encourage you to do so. Just go to colorcured.com. That's with a D on the end. And you can see the magazine and subscribe. It's totally free for the digital version. So in January, we have so many amazing contributors, and each of them are tackling magenta. How it affects behavior, how it affects confidence, how it manifests itself in wardrobe, in psychology, all of these incredible, in branding, these creative mediums that we can, in a way, metabolize this color. So I highly encourage you to be first in line, to grab that new issue. Like I said, it comes out in January. And if you hate digital magazines, I get it. You can also go to our store and purchase the print version, which is so exciting and something that we love offering, because some people, like me, love the old school ability to have it right there in our hands. Those were some of the thoughts I wanted to share about magenta, because I think that it is a very powerful color. I think that the tone that Pantone has chosen with this red-based magenta is because they really want physical response and action. I posted on my Facebook page a couple weeks ago when the announcement first came out, and I posted the shade and I said, what does it make you feel? Now, I was definitely anticipating bold responses, revolutionary responses, to a certain extent, potentially political responses. I was definitely anticipating negative responses, but what's funny is that I only had one. There were, I think, 40 comments, and there was only one person that had a negative physical reaction. And I thought, isn't that fascinating? So what that tells me is Pantone is spot on. Humanity as a whole is ready to get out of their house. They are ready for the pandemic to be over. They are ready for huge change. I think we're going to be seeing huge changes, political movements, huge pivots in culture. It's going to be really interesting, and especially with Pantone highlighting the upcoming changes in terms of artificial intelligence, to see where it goes. I know that technically on this show we talk visibility and publicity. I know we've talked a little bit about me pivoting this show to just be about color. I don't feel the green light with that yet, but I did feel like I needed to talk to you about this color, about how it can relate to business, how it can relate to you personally, how it can relate to your body, your behavior, your responses, and to also affirm to you that if you are feeling this restlessness and this pull for, like, I want next year to be different, to know that you're not alone. For Pantone to choose this color, they know that that's how people are feeling, and they want to support that. And then what I can bring to you from the scientific research and the behavioral research is to show you how to use it. You know what I mean? to use it to move forward in your life, to move forward in your business, to support yourself. Maybe this is a color you really need to start putting on your body. Maybe this will really, really help you step forward into that next self. I don't know. Maybe you've gone through a really horrible divorce and your heart is hurting and you want to move forward. Maybe you've been dealing with heavy loss or grief and you just need your emotions to feel more uplifted and energized. I don't know. Maybe you were really overwhelmed for over 2 years being at home and you want to get out more and you also want your body to feel reinvigorated. These are all different reasons to wear or dye your hair or have your nails or your bag or whatever potentially have some magenta. Now, of course, this is the color you can look up. This is the color you can order swatches from Pantone. The magenta that I have in my Color Cured brand is much more blue-based, but you can experiment with adding a more red-based tone. If this is something that you think is very fascinating, then I'm going to encourage you to pick up Color Secrets. It's my newest book. It goes into each of the key communication colors. There are 8 of them. It goes into the history, the science, the behavior, the film, the culture, the religion, the personality. It is just a very comprehensive book on color psychology. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at colorcured.com. If you wouldn't mind, if you are going to order it, could you please commit to when you're done letting me know what you think? It would be, of course, absolutely wonderful as a book review, either on my website or on Amazon. That makes such a difference for me. I just got my first review on Audible, and it was just so heartwarming because it does take a ton of work to write a book. But most importantly, I do think this book will change your perspective. I've heard from at least 20 people how they're thinking differently and how they're giving this book to their children, their spouses, their friends, their parents, because color changes things. Like I've told you in this episode, it does communicate. You will not be able to read this book and remain the same in your perspective of color. Whether it's like my friend Jason sending me a message and saying, hey, I just went to the store and for the first time, I didn't reach for the black and the gray. Without even knowing it, I reached for the blue and the red. It might be like my friend Liz Benny, who messages me because she is finally going back to her hot pink signature color that for a couple of years now she has shied away from and is now full of energy and reinvigoration because she is expressing herself now visually. It can be so many different powerful things, and I would love to hear what color does for your life. In the meantime, I want to wish you a wonderful new year. I hope that it is just absolutely incredible and brings you joy. Like I said, if you can, grab a free subscription to the Color Cure magazine. We actually have some great festive ideas in there for New Year's and to bring more color into your life. And you can go into previous issues. We had one for December for the holidays. We had one for November as well. And the next issue will be coming out in April as we transition to a quarterly magazine. I think you'll love it. Thanks so much for your time and for being a wonderful listener for The Visible Entrepreneur. Let me know how it goes, and I will see you in the next episode.